I am grateful to know I'm exactly where I need to be right now. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl Rustique, and this is the Girls Room Podcast. Back at it again with another episode. This week, we are talking about meeting people in a new city. It can be pretty tough to meet people, especially when you know no one, or especially when you only know a few people. You're moving for work, you're moving for a relationship. Whatever the reason like you're moving for, it can be pretty stressful already to uproot your entire life, pack up all your bags, pack up all of your stuff, and then have to move however far the distance is, whether that be 2 hours or 16 hours like me. It just all depends. But, you know, here I'm going to talk about four different ways that you can try that I've tried, you know, to meet people in the new cities that I've been to. So just to give a little like backstory, I have basically been to like three different states for internships and jobs. So my first major internship was out of state. I moved to California and I have family in California, but they lived in Southern California. My internship was in NoCal. So that was like 6 hours. So knew nobody, knew no one at all. I just moved. And luckily there was a group chat for all of the black interns in the area. So boom, got connected that way. Moved to New York. I knew one person. Shout out to them, because therefore I was able to meet other people and get connected with other friends to hang out with. Moved to Baltimore. Again, I only knew one person, but you know, I have found ways to get connected. I have found several ways that I've been able to meet new people. So let's get into it. With option number one, we have work. Now, I know what y'all thinking, like, who wants to hang with people from work? I get it. Totally get it. You don't want them all up in your business. I'm sure they don't want you in a business, if we're being honest. But work can help you get to at least like-minded people, if you will. So the people that you work with, y'all are clearly, you know, going to be in the same department doing similar things, which means they probably have friends who do similar things or know of people who can get you where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? So like when I was in California, and it also depends on the work culture too. So like when I was in California, the work culture was very open, very friendly. They hung out every weekend like it was nobody's business. Like that's just how they were. They were close knit. So, you know, they were always giving me things to do, places to go, yada, yada, yada. So I made sure I always related back to my friends because I wasn't hanging out with them. I loved them, but I was not trying to hang out with them outside of work. But they always gave me different things to do. So, you know, again, I know you don't want to like mix your work with your personal life, but just be open-minded enough to, you know, just ask around like, oh, what are some things going on this weekend? Or where are some popular places that I can go visit? Do you have a list of like good restaurants, especially if you like to go to brunch or dinner with your girlfriends when you, you know, get those friends? Or just even when you're at home, that's what you do on a regular basis. Ask them for some suggestions. Like literally at my job now, I have had people give me pages and pages and pages of things to do in Baltimore. They was just like, you know, here's a list. Whenever you want to use it, these are all the great places. So, you know, it takes nothing to ask, I promise you. And then they can also introduce you to some other people outside of work that can help you, you know, connect with people, meet other people, build relationships, build working relationships, build friendships, all of that. So don't negate the whole work situation too quickly. Just keep an open mind. Two, we're going to get a little juicy with this one. We can explore the dating apps, okay? I know y'all are like, oh, like, girl, why the hell? No, don't push it out of your mind too fast. I promise you, every place that I have lived at this point in my life, so whether that be California, New York, or Baltimore, I have met some amazing people on dating apps. Like, not even to, like, we're dating and we're, like, trying to do all that. I have met some amazing friends. Like, we cool to this day. So if I were ever to like go back to those places, I would have somebody to connect with and be like, I'm pulling up, I want to go out, or I'm pulling up, can you give me some suggestions? I'm pulling up, yada, yada, yada. Now you have to be very, very, very careful with the dating apps, because you know, everybody that you meet on a dating app is not worth your time. Everyone that you meet on a dating app is not worth like going out to. So if you take the whole dating app route, please be smart. Like, make sure you meet in public places. Make sure, you know, if it was me, I would drive myself to any location. I'm not, unless you feel comfortable enough. Now, I've had times where I felt comfortable enough to have someone come pick me up from my house, but meet them wherever you need to meet them. Be able to take yourself home so you can feel them out enough and get like a good rapport with them, you know, till you feel comfortable. Whatever your comfortability is for you, make sure you can handle that. Nowadays, they also have like on Bumble, they have a section where they have like a BFF section. So if you really not into like trying to find a date or a guy or a girl to hang out with, you already in a relationship, cool. Use Bumble, okay? Bumble has strictly a BFF section, so you can just only meet girlfriends, like only meet girlfriends. And I was a little skeptical about that because you know how girls can be, you know, girls aren't always as inviting and as willing to hang out and all this stuff like that. But I am keeping an open mind with this. So actually this weekend I have my first little BFF date with a girl that I met on Bumble. We're going to brunch. So I will give y'all the update and details on that afterwards. But, you know, just be open-minded. You know, if it doesn't work out, whatever. At least I got to go to brunch and have a good time, okay? Who will turn down bottomless mimosas? Not I. So don't be too opposed to the dating apps. Next, we're going to have going out. So going out by yourself can feel a little awkward here and there, especially if you aren't used to doing it. I would just start with like, you know, basic stuff. You know, take yourself out to eat every once in a while. Go to the movies. Go to the mall. You know, regular outings that you would do with other people. But just, you know, get dressed up. Get cute. Make sure like you feel good when you go out. And when you go out, you know, people will approach you or people might ask like, oh, like, you know, why are you by yourself? And da 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 da. I don't hurt at all because... And you just say, you know, I'm having a good time for me. And then eventually you will meet people like that, like waiters try to meet with you or people you just see walking down the hallway. They might compliment you and you compliment them back. When you compliment them back, boom, you got a conversation. Boom, that leads to something else. Boom, y'all exchange numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like going out works better than you may imagine. Like when I was in New York, I had to do it a lot. I had to force myself to like get out of the house, get on the train and go do something just to make sure that I got out the house to meet other people. And it was weird, especially being in New York, because I'm like a small fish in a big, huge, huge pond. But it worked out for me. And I was able to meet people just because of, you know, what I had on or just because of the location I was at. Literally, I remember going to an event and I was already at the event because I knew somebody else. But that's regardless of the point. I was sitting at the table by myself. I didn't know anybody at this table. I'm just sitting here, you know, eating my lunch. And the lady, she was next to me and she was just talking. We were just talking. And she was like, do you know that rapper like A Boogie, like Boogie with the hoodie or something like that? And I was like, are you talking about A Boogie? And she was like, yeah, him. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's pretty cool or whatever. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I'm hosting an event tonight and at my store and he's performing. Like, do you want to come? Girl, of course I want to come. And it's for free with A Boogie at an album release party. Like I'm saying, I'm literally just sitting at this table, minding my business, eating my little fancy dinner or whatever. And I made a new friend and got in the whole event to meet a celebrity for free. So you just got to be willing. You just got to be open to step out of your comfort zone because all of it is going to be uncomfortable at first. I promise you, even for me, because the further I'm going along in my adulthood, I am realizing that I am an introverted extrovert or extroverted introvert. There we go. So like if I'm in front of a lot of people, like y'all think I'm like, oh my gosh, like so outgoing, but honey, I be in my house like 6 days a week. Okay, my therapist be begging me to have social interactions. So I promise you it'd even be hard for me to meet people and try to step out of my own comfort zone. The last point I have to say is asking your family and friends. Even though like you may not know absolutely anybody in the area that you're moving to, your friends or your families or your coworkers now may know somebody in that area that can connect you with them. Therefore, you have at least somebody that they know and then you can meet them as well. So I've also had that happen for me. When I was in New York, one of my friends, Jessica, hey girl, she introduced me to her line sister. We had never met before in person. She just gave one another like our phone numbers and then boom, that's my friend now. Like shout out to Kayla for having me, showing me a good time in New York. But like, you know what I'm saying, like just that way when I moved here, you know, I had my aunt, she has family that stays in this area, boom, so now I have somebody who can look out for me if God forbid anything happens to me or if I need something, they're just like an hour away. So never count out asking your friends or asking your family, or, you know, if they know anybody, anybody, like try to think the furthest out. Like, do I have any sorority sisters? Or like, do I have any friends that have friends that may live in this area? Do I have any family that may have like friends that live in that area? You have to just really kind of start to think outside of the box and really just use all of your options. I promise you, the world is a lot smaller than you think that it is. A lot smaller. So I promise you, you will eventually A, meet somebody that you will connect with and bond with, or B, somebody will know somebody who knows somebody will get you where you need to be. All right. So, you know, I'm not trying to keep these podcasts too long because I want to keep y'all attention. I want to keep y'all here. So that wraps up our first one. But before we go, honey, that's the second one. That wraps up our second episode. I don't know where my mind at. That wraps up the second episode. But before we go, we have a question. So the question is, what's your advice on meeting people when you move to a new city when you know no one? So pretty much, baby, I just gave you the tea, gave you all the vibes, gave you all the energy. So hopefully you take that advice and take heed to it. But even outside of that advice, I would just really make sure that, you know, you one, stay open-minded, because, you know, when you meet other people, especially from different states, everything is different. Like, even the smallest little things that you would think, like, why does everybody not know that? Like, they don't know that. The lingo be different, the way they move be different, the way they dress is different. Even their mentality is different just because of the way that they grew up versus the way that you grew up. So just be very open-minded, because, honey, they not your homies from Little Rock. Like, I promise you, they gonna be a whole different vibe. Outside of staying open-minded, you know, just have fun. Like, don't go into anything with like too high of expectations, or don't go into it thinking like they're going to match the energy of your friends at home, or they're not going to be as good. They may even turn into your best friend. They might turn into, you know, somebody that you can work with. They may turn into a business partner or a relationship, any of that. So just, you know, have fun, stay open-minded with it, and step outside of your comfort zone. Okay, you have to become uncomfortable for, you know, different things start happening to you. So once you start stepping out of your comfort zone, I promise it'll be much easier, much simpler. And then, you know, you'll be out here living your life like a pretty girl should, okay? All right. And that is the girls' room. See y'all later.